Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes, Jim Carrey in The Truman Show. Did you hear the news about The Truman Show? Did you hear the little item, the thing about The Truman Show? It's all over the news, sort of. Kind of. Not really. But Matt Gaetz, Republican Congressman, Florida, allegedly... What did he allegedly do? They denies that he had sex with a 17-year-old girl, which for a Democrat would be cause for a celebration in the newspapers. They'd promote him. He'd get a committee chairmanship if he were in Congress. It's different being a Democrat than it is being a Republican. Yeah, Matt Gaetz apparently involved in a sexual imbroglio. It's an imbroglio? Yeah, it's an imbroglio. And the news media, they just love this story. I turned on CNN this morning, and they had that funny little man, John Berman, and whoever sit next to him. Now, for 9 minutes, the lead story was like, wow, their lead story. They got the border going on and all this border stuff with the mayhem down there and the children and the child sexual abuse and the, you know, all that stuff. CNN, they don't cover that. They don't report that stuff. That's not on their docket, not on the agenda, as it were. With CNN. So 9 minutes, they opened their broadcast with Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz in big trouble. A friend of Matt Gaetz turns on Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, friend's lawyer, says that there was Venmo money sent, and he denies two things. There may be a plea deal, and they spent 9 minutes. It was their lead story. CNN, and they spent I counted 9 minutes on Matt Gaetz, not a really big story, kind of a thin story. Doesn't come close, for example, to what's going on with Governor Cuomo right there in the state that they're broadcasting from, state where most of them live, New York, and they got baby Doc Cuomo right there in their lap. And when I say in their lap, I mean he's like giving him a lap dance. It's kind of like that rapper from a couple of weeks ago with Satan in his lap, and then the Saturday Night Live did the whole funny thing with the lap dap for Jesus on Easter weekend. Remember that? They're good. They're not Satan worshipers or anything like that, though. And they could be doing stories like 60 Minutes on their own gubernator there in New York with his gropey McGrope face. Assaults, there was big breaking news on that yesterday, but his brother is an anchor man there in primetime, so they really don't do that story. Have you noticed that? They don't do that story. And another story they don't do is the border, CNN. They're not aware that there's anything going on at the border. If you depend on CNN and the Washington Post for your news, you really have absolutely no idea what's going on in the country or in the world, for that matter. Although they're very excited about the woman having her tiara snatched off of her at the Mrs. World contest or something like that. Because she's divorced and not married, and you're supposed to be married. The CNN, they're on that. They spent more time on that today than they spent on what's going on at the border. Children, you know, forget it. They're good for barbecue and not much else. So don't worry about that. But 9 minutes on Matt Gaetz. And then they went to Prince Philip, and God bless him, 99 years old. The husband of Queen Elizabeth II passed away at the age of 99. And had a just an extraordinary life. You know what his title is? His title goes on forever. He's got a title with, it sounds like 14 titles strung end to end. A remarkable life, though, really an incredible life. World War II was in his wheelhouse. He has had, and you know, pretty good life, too, I think, that, you know, lord of all he surveys, and 99 years, palaces, yachts, private jets. Royal family stuff, and not actually having to be the monarch, which some people think could be a bummer, but really it'd be a pretty good job, you know, being a supportive husband to the Queen of England. Pretty good queen too. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl. But Prince Philip died at the age of 99. CNN then, after 9 minutes on Matt Gaetz, I think they spent another 10 minutes or so on Prince Philip. But if you're looking for coverage of what's going on at the border on CNN, you're looking in the wrong place because there is no border there. It's a remarkable thing to see. And then my best girl and I were sitting around the house this morning. You know, we're talking, being happy and stuff. And looked at CNN's website to see what kind of coverage CNN had about the border on the website there. And you'll be surprised to learn. A lot of Matt Gaetz going on the website. Went to the website, and we're looking and looking for news about the border, and you just can't find anybody. It's like North Korea. It really is. CNN is kind of North Korea. If North Korea were a news organization instead of a country, it would likely be CNN. It would be something very close to CNN, at least. They don't cover the news. They cover up the news. And how about all the Hunter Biden news? Are they covering the Hunter Biden news? If you go looking to CNN for, because there's new Hunter Biden news. He's on his book tour, you know, so he was being fluffed last night by another Democrat on network television. It was Jimmy Kimmel this time, and ho, 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 it's all very funny, and oh, gosh, I'm surprised you're wearing pants and things like that. Oh, ha, ha, honk, honk. You got, like, you know, Marx Brothers' horn they're honking, and completely ridiculous Harpo Marx running around in the background, and utterly embarrassing for everyone involved. But Hunter Biden, the Daily Mail, which is a newspaper out of Great Britain, the UK, the United Kingdom, where Prince Philip was prince for, you know, the better part of 99 years, he... the UK, they cover American news better than American news media does. And the people of the Daily Mail, they've got great stuff on Hunter Biden and new stuff from the computer, the laptop. And he still can't remember whether that's him or and all the news media, like, oh, he can't remember. Isn't that great? Oh, let's get back to that stripper that you knocked up. No, that doesn't come up either. How about the Secret Service? Was he getting the Daily Mail saying, and this sounds peculiar to me, that he was getting Secret Service protection in 2018, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But you never know, because there are a lot of cover-ups going on in this crooked city. It's a very corrupt city, Washington, D.C. And we are under military occupation because of the Biden junta. We have thousands of troops, low-flying helicopters. It's pretty creepy. And, you know, the NSA is spying on everybody. Remember James Clapper lying about that under oath to Congress, and there were no consequences? It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? It's great. Hunter Biden lied on the and it's a great Jonathan Turley piece today. Hunter Biden lied on the form when he went to buy the firearm. Remember the firearm that his girlfriend, also known as his brother's widow, Hallie, took the gun and threw it in the garbage can by the high school. Remember that? Behind the high-end grocery store. Why would she throw it in a garbage can behind a low-end grocery store, after all? Remarkable stuff. But the Politico, still pretty much the only ones to report on this, because we live in a bizarro world. It's like the Matrix, the red pill versus the blue pill. And CNN and the Washington Post are definitely blue pill. That means they live in a controlled little environment where the outside world, the realities of the outside world never reach them. But we did open with this soundbite of Jim Carrey from The Truman Show, which, you know, I saw once and thought was marginally amusing. And that's about it. It's set in a community in Florida along the Panhandle. Supposed to be a great place. I haven't been there myself. My best girl has been to the place, but I haven't been to the place myself. But it's kind of a fun looking. It's clean. I think it's clean. I live in Washington, D.C., so I notice things like that. But there are there is a story out today that the house from The Truman Show, and this is why we played the soundbite at the opening, the house that Jim Carrey was supposed to live in the fictional movie, the Truman Show, is the house that Congressman Matt Gaetz grew up in. What? Yeah, that's what they say. Matt Gaetz. It's kind of a crazy little thing. And there's a plaque. They have plaques outside because it's the Truman Show kind of place. And this isn't the CNN doesn't follow the news. Otherwise, they'd be paying attention to this too. But in their 9 minutes of coverage, they didn't do this. What's Matt Gaetz's net worth? They got a hit piece, lots of hit pieces. All the media has ganged up to do hit pieces on Matt Gaetz. But it turns out that the movie, The Truman Show, used a house that is the house, according to a number of news reports, that's the house that Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's now in hot water, he denies it, that house that he grew up in is the house in The Truman Show. Kind of a strange little thing. And CNN, for their part, they do have a little online story about Hunter Biden. Because you see these new photos. You see these new photos where he looks like, I don't know, Liberace's houseboy or something, with the little tiny skinny bikini underwear and nothing else on except sunglasses and a scarf that he borrowed from Dr. Deborah Birx. That's all he's wearing in this picture, and there's a pool behind him and a million-dollar house, because he gets all this money from Ukraine and China, and the news media is fine with that. That's okay. They're good with that because that's how corrupt they are. But CNN has a headline, and these new pictures, and CNN doesn't, they don't cover the story, but there's a little online story, and they're touching on Hunter Biden. It's the one story they have on Hunter Biden, and the headline is, Hunter Biden's story is a window into America's soul. No, it's nothing of the kind. Maybe a window into what's going on at CNN, you know, a bunch of, I don't know, what are you, like crackhead, stripper, knocking up, and what's the matter with the people at CNN? But that's the headline, Hunter Biden's story is a window into American soul. No, it's not. It's nothing of the kind. Hunter Biden's new memoir, Beautiful Things, projects a deep understanding of crack cocaine and strippers and lying to courts and lying on federal forms, by the way, because he lied on the federal form, which, again, Jonathan Turley points out, law professor extraordinaire, is likely a federal felony, not even a local felony, but a federal felony, not a state felony, but a federal felony, because these are federal laws. And if you lie on the form, which Hunter Biden did, and the news media is like, gosh, I wonder if that laptop is his. Anybody know Tony Bobulinski? Anybody seen the interviews with him? Anybody aware that he testified before Congress, and he was dragged to the FBI building to talk to a room full of agents for how many hours? 5 or 6 hours or something. Anybody follow the news? Anybody in the news business follow the news? You guys aware of anything that's going on in the world? Apparently the answer is no. At CNN, they literally, they're not aware there's anything going on at the border. Extraordinary. But the Daily Mail, not the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, ABC, none of them. But the Daily Mail, which it's half tabloid, it's out of Great Britain. And they've got the bombshell cache of 103,000 text messages, 154,000 emails, more than 2,000 photos. Here's one of them here looking like, he's a stripper at Liberace's birthday party. More than 2,000 photos and dozens of videos are packed with revelations conveniently missing from the memoir. See, the Daily Mail does the story, but the entirety of the American news media doesn't. They don't. But instead, last night on Jimmy Kimmel, they're pretending there's some kind of a whizzing match between Donald Trump Jr. and Hunter Biden. They're not so much. But you'll be surprised to learn that in the media, Hunter Biden is winning. This is how it was. When you're a Democrat, they fluff you. It's a convenient arrangement that they've worked out. But the Daily Mail reports from the emails and the text messages and the creepy photos, some of which we've seen, but others are just emerging. Not thanks to the American news media, any of them, anywhere. You know, Fox News and talk radio can't do it all, but the American news media is just spectacularly, deviously corrupt. The Daily Mail reports and the emails and text messages show how he begged his father to run for president in 2019. Why? To salvage Hunter's reputation, because his reputation was on the rocks. So he wanted to salvage his own reputation. How he repeatedly dodged police action against him, despite constantly dealing with drug pushers and prostitutes, and having multiple run-ins with law enforcement. And also, the Daily Mail says that the texts and the emails show Hunter Biden was guarded by a Secret Service agent while on a 2018 drug and prostitute binge in Hollywood. This is the one where he was supposed to be going to rehab, but he rented a car, went barreling into a crack alley and spent days there hanging upside down by his knees. And that's one where he left his late brother's attorney general badge in the rent-a-car with the crack in it and stuff. But this all gets cleaned up for him. And then the disappearing gun that gets dropped in the alley by his brother's widow, with whom he's having sex. He's also having sex with her sister, the widow's sister. Nothing sorted about this. And the news media, you know, they're too clean. They're too pure to report things like this. This is just tabloid dribbling. Our news media would never report anything like this. Unless, of course, it was Donald Trump's kids or Ronald Reagan's kids or any Republican or Matt Gaetz himself or, you know, never mind the double standards. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Also the Daily Mail reports Joe Biden was afraid to text conversations with his son Hunter because he was afraid they were being hacked, even as they're talking about his run for the White House. And now the Hunter Biden laptop, which is in the possession of the FBI, and there's a grand jury that's been impaneled, and we learned through crack reporting that they are investigating international money laundering, among other things. No big deal. This is not a story for the American news media. He just gets fluffed by them. It's great stuff, isn't it? His laptop is brimming with evidence of apparent criminal activity by Hunter and his associates, including drug trafficking and prostitution. There's that word again. And, you know, he lied about knocking up the stripper, and she was a student also, everybody is, but she was also a student in Washington, and making ends meet. I've seen that happen before more than once, actually, I have. And a CNN intern who was a college student and also working as an exotic dancer, as Hunter and his friends like to refer to them. But Hunter Biden, and none of this is newsworthy, and CNN isn't covering the border or Hunter Biden. They do 9 minutes, their lead story on Matt Gaetz, though, who lived in the Truman House. Isn't that interesting? A lot of remarkable stuff once again today. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and guns. He doesn't know much. Racism in America. You'll be surprised to learn that it's rampant and the Democrats have nothing to do with it. Good stuff. Derek Chauvin, we got sports. Cuomo, nursing home update, and YouTube banning more Republicans because, you know, they're Democrat-run operations. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Remember when Barack Obama said that when he was elected, he said, this is the moment that the rise of the oceans begins to slow, because he is that potent, he is that powerful, he is indeed a deity walking among us. We're privileged to live in the same time, the same moment in history when Barack Obama is here, slowing the rise of the oceans, as you will, because he has that kind of power. He is a potentate. And now we've got the billionaire. He's a Democrat, too. Bill Gaetz. Bill Gaetz is, this is pretty kooky stuff. Ames venture to spray dust into the atmosphere to block the sun, and that will cool the planet and solve the problem of global warming. Then, of course, the dust they put up there will cause cancer and kill everyone. But they'll have fixed it. You know, it's good stuff. Going to block the sun. Bill Gaetz is literally going to block the sun. See, he's going to block the sun in June. That's what he's calling for. And he's got a lot of money, and when you have a lot of money, we're very successful. America is a wonderful place. People have become unimaginably wealthy, like the owner of the Washington Post, Dr. Evil, as his friends call him, and richest man in the world, and going back and forth with Elon Musk. They go back and forth, and Bill Gaetz, he's got to feel kind of like a second banana at this point. But big plan afoot, apparently, to block the sun. I was talking about it yesterday because, you know, the National Academy of Sciences, they're looking at it. It's a very important scientific effort. And Popular Mechanics had the headline, Bill Gaetz is thinking about dimming the sun. They get carried away with themselves, don't they? They had some kind of egos. And they attack people like President Trump and athletes for having big egos. Unless the athletes are lefties, of course, and in which case they embrace the lunatic egos. Extraordinary. Bill Gaetz recently suggested the world should eat 100% synthetic beef and buy Bitcoin. Nutty stuff.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Yeah, these guys, the and nobody accuses them of being crazy egomaniacs or believing that they have imperial powers, Zeus-like powers, mythical powers. Barack Obama claiming that his moment was the moment that the rise of the oceans began to slow because of him. I mean, it was all because of him, of course. And now Bill Gates, and I love the story in Popular Mechanics. You know, there's this movie. A movie, and I think they've turned into a TV series called Snowpiercer. I've never watched a frame of it, but I did read a little about it yesterday because my friend Danny brought it up. And I looked at it now, I guess, like all of humanity, it's a metaphor, I think, lives on a high-speed train in the TV show version, at least, circling the Earth because the Earth has been destroyed or something like that. So everybody's on a train, and it's very political, and race, class, and gender conflicts pervade. It's a leftist Marxist analysis. It's a dystopian, nightmarish future like the ones that the Democrats are, well, creating, not just promising, but creating. This Bill Gates guy, he's rich, so he's thinking about dimming the sun, is the headline in Popular Mechanics. The billionaire is backing a study of the controversial technology called solar geoengineering. I talked about it briefly yesterday, but there's more. Bill Gates, who recently suggested the world should eat 100% synthetic beef while he eats lobster tail and filet mignon, and said Bitcoin is bad for the planet, but his airliners are not, as he flies around on them, has set his sights on a new foe, colon. They love their colons. The sun. That's right. His enemy is the sun. He is a little pasty. He's always been. He looks like he could be a member of one of the European royal families, kind of translucent, not very healthy. Throw a football at him, it'd just bruise him from the hemophilia or something like that. It's a British royal family malady. Bill Gates and other private donors are backing Harvard University, naturally. He's a dropout of Harvard University. Harvard University's Solar Geoengineering Research Program, which will soon launch a new study. They're going to soon launch a new, you got to like announce that soon you're going to launch a new study. Researching the efficacy of blocking sunlight from reaching the Earth's surface. We should probably do that because, it's getting much too hot for liberals, so we're going to have to cool down the planet by going crazy and making stuff up. This week, I talked about this part yesterday. The influential National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine used to just be National Academies of Sciences, but it's the nature of a bureaucracy to grow and expand, also released a new report urging the U.S. government to spend at least, and those are the key words, at least, $100 million, Dr. Evil, to study solar geoengineering, a controversial technology. Now listen to this. What is solar engineering anyway? And why are scientists suddenly interested in and concerned by the concept? Now, they talk about geoengineering as a blanket term for technologies that try to alter the Earth's physical qualities on the largest scale possible. So naturally, you need the richest white men in the world. It's white privilege. They're going to change the temperature of the planet. One example is cloud seeding, where airplanes flush clouds with particulate matter in order to coalesce into rain, you know, cloud seeding. Scientists have designed multiple ways to block sunlight from reaching the Earth's atmosphere or surface. Okay, these are gathered under the umbrella term solar geoengineering. Now, if they're an umbrella term, why don't we just build a giant umbrella and like we're at the beach? And we're, you know, Earth is at the beach and we don't want to get burned. We just want to get a nice brown. So we get a giant umbrella and maybe stick it in the ground somewhere and, you know, a beep hole country that everybody's fleeing anyway, somewhere along the equator, perhaps. That'd be an interesting idea, a giant umbrella. And then we could all build the giant umbrella. It'd be jobs. Joe Biden could say it was jobs building the giant umbrella. And the New York Times and the Washington Post would say it was a great idea. The most commonly studied method is to reflect sunlight away from the Earth, is using aerosol particles in the atmosphere. Didn't we just spend the last 50 years eliminating aerosol particles in the atmosphere? So are you saying if we had done nothing and ignored you 50 years ago that everything would be fine now? Is that what you're saying? And once again, you've created this crisis by eliminating aerosol particles, that we were taking care of the problem and we didn't even know it, that God's great design, God's great plan had already arranged for us to cool the Earth by putting aerosol particles in the air. But instead, you've been telling us for a half century now, for generations, that we must eliminate aerosol particles in the air. Remember chlorofluorocarbons, and we had this ozone layer problem, the hole in the ozone and the poles, the North Pole and the South Pole. And we took drastic action to eliminate aerosols and particles in the atmosphere, and now you say that your big plan that needs billions of dollars in funding is going to be to put aerosols and particles in the air? Is that what you're telling me? Yes, that's what they're telling me. But until now, you see, this idea has been seen more of a fringe idea. Oh, like socialism in America and everybody's a racist? Yeah, those are fringe ideas too. But everything fringe is mainstream again, so it's the instigating event of the 2013 film Snowpiercer, for example, where blocking sunlight has turned Earth into a lifeless ice ball. And this is what we're going to fund now? This is this is the big idea, is that according to your plan, we're going to be like Snowpiercer and we're going to turn the Earth into a lifeless ice ball because where these fringe ideas are going mainstream. And Snowpiercer, Hollywood has already figured this out, probably a sci-fi book because Hollywood has no original ideas, hasn't for decades. Well, the mechanism of aerosol solar geoengineering study is simple. The physical structure of aerosol particles literally blocks and scatters light. The reality is more complex. You're kidding. Is it really? Remember the 2010 eruption of an Icelandic volcano. That's a volcano in Iceland. It's not really an Icelandic volcano. That blocked the entire sky all the way to Europe. Yeah, I've talked about this many times. Everybody knows this stuff. Doesn't everybody know this stuff? Don't they teach this in civics class or something like that? Oh, sorry, they don't teach civics or physics or science or really anything anymore except everybody's a racist and America's a terrible country. Then you get your degree. It's education. That was an atmospheric aerosol event. Yeah. You know, the here's the crazy thing about the climate of the planet Earth. The climate of planet Earth is incredibly stable, and it's affected by all kinds of things like solar flare activity. You know, there's a great ball of fire in the sky. Don't look directly at it, but it's there pretty much every day, unless the clouds are blocking. Clouds are part of the project, though, because the heat from the sun, warms the water on the Earth, which vaporizes, goes into the atmosphere, and becomes clouds. And then at a certain point, the water that has evaporated into the atmosphere and becomes clouds, because it sometimes becomes rain, and it rains back down on the Earth. It's been very self-regulating for for Democrats would tell you billions of years, and some others would say just a few minutes. But that's another debate for another day. So just say for billions of years, this has been a self-regulating thing. And the temperature of the planet has been incredibly stable, more stable than the, you know, if you get in your car and set the temperature for the thing at 73 degrees, and my car doesn't do that. I just have, like, turn it warmer, turn it colder, turn the fan on. It's a very simple car. I'm a simple man of simple needs. But if you turn your the temperature in your car to 73 degrees, and then, like, for the driver's seat and the passenger seat, they do that now. And you sit there, your car will, the temperature of the interior of your car will be less stable than the planet Earth has been for the last 1,000 years. I mean, in like an hour and a half, the temperature of the interior of your car will be less stable than the temperature of the planet Earth for the last 1,000 years. That's a remarkable thing. That's incredibly stable. It is. If you had an electronic monitor on the inside of your refrigerator, let's say like Nancy Pelosi, one of her, what are they, Wolf? What are her fancy freezers there? Her $50,000 freezers where she keeps the $18 a scoop ice cream, because she's looking out for the little guy, you know. And that's her face. That's actually her face, believe it or not. The temperature inside of Nancy Pelosi's freezer is less stable than the temperature of the planet Earth. And now they want to put particulates, they want to pollute the air to block the sun as a fix after 50 years of telling us we need to stop polluting the air. This is the Democrat Party. That's who they are. They're insane. And Snowpiercer, it should be Snowpiercer. Snowpiercer is a movie and a TV show, no less, that has already taken this on. And everybody lives on a high-speed train going around the world for some inexplicable reason, where they engage in class warfare, race warfare. It's like being at a party at a Democrat's house. It's pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, that's good stuff. So, and Bill Gates, he's going to fund it because he's got so much money he doesn't know what to do with it all. So he gives it to stupid people to do crazy things. And then they go and pat each other on the back at parties on Martha's Vineyard. And it's all good stuff. Just remarkable things. Did you see yesterday the Masters, which is racist, started yesterday at the beautiful golf course at Augusta, Georgia. It's not really racist, but Hunter Biden is. Hunter Biden is. We'll get back to that later. At the Masters, round one, it was day one of the Masters, and today is round two, in case you're a Democrat. Then tomorrow, round three, and then Sunday, round four, in theory, but I think there's supposed to be rain and some chilliness or something like that. But there's this Irish golfer. He golfs, and he's Irish, so he's an Irish golfer. His name is Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy, he spent a lot of time on the golf course over the years. His father was with him there. I think his father's still with him there, unless he's in the hospital or something. But the headline in the New York Post is, Rory McIlroy hits dad with shot during disastrous Masters start. It's probably the curse of the Masters, because you can't say master bedroom and houses because, you know, slavery. Because the Democrats had slaves for a long time. The Democrat Party is the party of slavery. But Augusta, Georgia is the dateline. Did you see this video? You might have seen it on various outlets, probably not CNN, because they don't do stuff like this. They don't do anything. They just talk about how Republicans are bad, and then they go home at the end of the day. Rory McIlroy's seventh attempt at completing the career Grand Slam by winning the Masters, the only leg of the Grand Slam missing in his career, for golfing immortality, got off to a calamitous start Thursday at Augusta National. Rory McIlroy, 31 years old, opened with a 4-over par 76, standing 7 shots out of the lead at the time he finished his first round of play. But that's not really the thing. Worse yet, he actually hit his father, Jerry, with a wayward shot. It was, I think, was it a drive or a second shot? McIlroy was already 2-over par when he pushed his approach to the 7th hole to the right of the green, where it bounced and caught his father on the back of the leg. And he hit his father. He's golfing. He's hit a golf shot with a golf ball. And you know, his father, I think, has spent a certain amount of time probably around golf courses in his lifetime, too. He's an Irish fella, too, apparently. And they golf a lot. Drink and golf and drink, you know, stuff like that. They're Irish. And McIlroy, who's been struggling with his form recently, changed swing coaches to Pete Cowan, and he yelled four when the shot clearly headed offline, and it his father. Now here's the thing, I watched the video, and his father, I think, is probably a good Irish father, and And he's probably looking out for his son. Here's what I think happened. Now, I mean, if you've been on golf courses, you know that when somebody hits a shot, the sound gets to you before the ball gets you. It's and you can hear it, and you look around, and you're like, hey, where's the ball? And you can see where people are looking. Because that's how you sometimes, if you can't see the ball yourself, you see where there are people. And his father stood there and got hit by the ball. Now, the thing is, if his father had not been standing there and not been hit by the ball, I think that his son's ball would have gone off into kind of behind trees and stuff. And where his father was next to the green. And I think that it was a block. That's what I think. This is conjecture. But I think it was a block. I'm not accusing him or indicting him, but maybe I am. It looked like he was blocking the ball for his son and keeping it closer to the green rather than allowing the ball to go off behind trees and farther away from the green. What do you think of that? That's quite possible, I think. Yes, sir. Crazy. Yeah, we got some that's fun stuff. And we got, what's his name, Gropey McGropeface, the governor of New York, who the news media just loves. They want to give him awards. He already got an Emmy. He's probably going to get an Edward R. Murrow Award for lying during briefings later on, too. And a DuPont Award, big journalism awards. But there's more news on him today because Gropey McGropeface of the Cuomo organized crime family, the nursing home slayer. And as far as we know, he didn't grope anybody in nursing homes. He gropes them every place else. But it's okay. You know, Democrats don't resign. And who is it? Adam Kinzinger. Is that who it is? I think it is the Republican congressman from Illinois. He is calling on Matt Gaetz to resign, but he's not calling on, interestingly enough, on Governor Cuomo to resign. That's fascinating. Governor Cuomo's top aides enabled sexual harassment, says accuser. Good stuff. One of many of Governor Cuomo's accusers. On Thursday, that's yesterday, blamed senior staffers in his gubernatorial office for his alleged groping of female assistant, who spoke out publicly for the first time, saying they, quote, normalized and enabled, end quote, his, quote, heinous behavior, end quote. Former Cuomo aide Charlotte Bennett, 25 years old now, said the 63-year-old governor, what a groper. Governor alleged a pattern of predatory behavior is clear-cut and aberrant, and that the similarities between my allegations, she said, and the allegations of my anonymous former coworker are nauseating. Nauseating. He abused his authority to groom, sexually harass, and grope staff, Bennett said in a prepared statement. His heinous behavior was normalized and enabled by his senior staff who failed to report my allegations in June of 2020. Another accuser, former aide Anna Liss, 35 years old, to show that he's not just groping girls in their 20s, echoed Bennett's accusations in an email to the Post, the New York Post, not the Washington Post, because they don't report the news. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not, saying that the women Cuomo allegedly groomed and abused were in so many cases younger than his own daughters. That's not a problem, though. Oh, we got to take a break here, Jeff, I think. Jeff got all cut. Jeff Wolf is in today for Michael Piercy, taking Michael Piercy's seat for the day. Michael Piercy at home because I'll tell you why. Should I tell why? Maybe I'll tell why. We are at 888-630-9625. So the staff they groomed, it's the same old story with Harvey Weinstein and with Matt Lauer. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? And with so many, where's Charlie Rose? What happened to Charlie Rose? And Mark Halperin, where are all these news media gropey men that were sexually abusing women for years? And all the media covered it up. They knew about Jeffrey Epstein, Democrat friend. They knew about Harvey Weinstein. They knew about Matt Lauer and Mark Halperin and Charlie Rose. They all knew about all of them. They all knew about Governor Gropey McGropeface, the nursing home slayer, too. And they all covered it up, didn't they? And the media, too. And they still are, just by the way.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Yeah. Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
You know, basically what we're talking about here with this Bill Gates project to put particulate pollutants and aerosols into the atmosphere in order to block the sunlight, in order to prevent global warming, you see, is what you might call man-made nuclear winter. Remember, we were all afraid that, you know, that when the Soviet Union, who were communists, used their then 30,000 nuclear weapons, that number was greatly reduced thanks to Ronald Reagan and other Republican presidents, not thanks to Democrats who always increase the number of nuclear weapons here and around the world. But the worry was that when the communists, the left, the socialist utopianists, we have them here now, when they launched their many intercontinental ballistic missiles and submarine launch ballistic missiles and launched their bombers with nuclear weapons and they blew up everybody and killed everybody for wanting to be free, for wanting liberty. You know, this is the left. It's been this way for 100 years. Buy a book. Any book will do. And the fear, well, all the nuclear explosions would throw all this dirt up into the atmosphere with the mushroom clouds and everything. And all the dirt thrown up in the air would be a man-made catastrophe for the planet Earth. They called it nuclear winter, right? Because all this debris would be thrown in the air and it would block the sun and we'd become an icy berg like in Snowpiercer. And we would all die, as if you didn't die of the nuclear weapons and the radiation poison, you know, from the communists, because communists murder everybody. It's what they do. And they usually call themselves socialists and say it's all for the best. But this is like man-made nuclear winter that they're talking about. Who needs volcanoes when we have the left? You know, Barack Obama slowing the rise of the oceans. Now Bill Gates and Harvard University want to become the 21st century version of nuclear winter. They are man-made nuclear winter. And really, volcanoes, schmolcanoes, we've got the left. They're the party of man-made nuclear winter.